With a look at Radio K-Man's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. In CIFA Premier League action, Tigers FC secured a hard-fought 1-0 victory over East End United on Sunday. Tigers FC coach Oral Wilshire reacted to the win, highlighting his team's determination and execution.
It was very good. The players followed instruction. They were able to carry a task as given. And I think for the most part, we were solid defensively. And I think that's what held us today to the victory. I'm just taking game by game. Now we are on 23 points, still in fourth place. I guess the top three teams are fighting for the first place. So we just have to just keep training and keep the guys motivated and, you know, hope that as the games progress, we can get a 3 points. But I think overall, I think the team played well today. Kudos to the opposition, Eastern. They played us today, played well today as well. But I just want to say, tactically, I think we were good defensively. And that's why we came out with the victory today.
Staying with football, in the Cayman Under-17 League, Georgetown took down Roma United 3-0. The National Under-14 team shut out 3-4-5, 7-0. And Elite won their match against Academy Club White 7-0. The remaining match for the U-17 Boys League between 3-4-5 FC and Georgetown Sports Club is tonight at the Ed Bush Stadium. The sole match in the girls' U-17 division saw Sunset Luna fall to the National Under-14 team 6-1. The national team leads the league with 15 points. In the Under-13 Boys League, 3-4-5 Yamal is at the top of the chart with 12 points after recent matches. Bodentown beat 3-4-5 Musiala 3-1. Musiala beat East End United 10-0 and Academy Blue took down Sunset 9-1. It was a 2-2 draw in the U-15 match between Academy White and Cayman Brac. Blue beat 3-4-5 Palmer 4-1. Sunset came out on top against Future 5-2. And finally, 3-4-5 Gakpo won their match against Elite with a final score of 4-1. The league leader is Academy Blue. Now let's check in with CIGTV's Lavida Thompson with some more youth football action.
The future of football in the Cayman Islands showed great promise at the culmination of the recent Under-11 Football Cup match day. Captain Hayden Burton shared his opinion on how his team, the 3-4-5 Football Club, were able to secure their recent victory.
I feel good because it makes our team look, you know, good. Our team played well in the final and in the quarterfinal and the semifinal. We defended good, scored a lot of goals. I think Jake and Hugo did really good in defending, and Jake in like dribbling, making assists, scoring.
East End Girls Football Club coach Devon Galab commended his team of young ladies for their teamwork and show of confidence.
It's a big boost confidence for them. It's a learning process as well, you know, the maturity of the team to get going forward. So with that, it's a big boost going forward for them for the next level. It was team spirit. They focus a lot, determination. That's what drives them and their hard work.
For more football news for leagues of all ages, visit caymanislandsfa.com.
And week two of play in the exciting 2025 inter-primary cricket competition continued on Friday with a number of games played across the island. Here's Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller with the details.
Defending boys champion St. Ignatius continued to be the team to beat, defeating newcomers Footsteps 116 runs to 53 at Smith Road Oval. In the Zone B girls matchup, St. Ignatius Catholic downed the young ladies from Footsteps 64 to 50. So the results from the second day of competition. In Zone A girls, Prospect got past Red Bay Primary 64 runs to 63. Island Primary down Joanna Clark 33 runs to 31. And Edna Moyle Primary defeated Cayman Prep B 88 runs to 77. In Zone B, Cayman International beat Island Primary B 68 to 41. Sir Johnny Cumber defeated Marie Martin Primary 64 runs to 44. In the boys' division, Zone A saw Prospect Primary blast over a century of runs to down Red Bay Primary 125 to 80. Island Primary A got past Joanna Clark 96 to 93. And in a high-scoring encounter, Edna Moyle Primary beat Cayman Prep 108 runs to 93. Zone B, Cayman International School downed Island Primary B 65 to 64. Sir John A. Cumber Primary got past Marie Martin Primary 65 runs to 53. Round three continues this Friday.
Thank you, Carsley. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.